have another voice here.
That is Carissa Condianis with the State Fair of Texas. She has stopped by this day before Texas OU, removed her white cowboy hat, put on the headset.
That's when you know it's serious.
That's right.
Hi, y'all.
And we're going to check in with her here real quick and get a little, you know what, some little pearls of wisdom for Texas OU weekend at the State Fair and how best to enjoy it if you're coming out to the fair. Because if you've never been out here on Texas OU Day and you're thinking about coming, gird your loins. Because it's unlike anything that you will ever see. Carissa, I mean, let's start with just getting to the fair.
Yeah.
People need to know. You have options.
You do. We are actually going to open early tomorrow. So we're going to open the fairgrounds at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
we highly encourage folks to get in here at 7 a.m. And go ahead and enjoy the fair. It's the best tailgate that you can experience ahead of a football game. You have DART. You can take the DART rail into the fair, the DART buses into the fair. They're a great partner to help get people to the fair quickly and easily without having to worry about parking.
To get on the green line.
That's right, the green line. And some of their green lines will bypass downtown to get you directly to Fair Park ahead of the game. So go ahead and download your tickets in advance. Your ticket to the game gets you into the fair as well. So ensure that you download that in advance just so you don't have any connectivity issues with so many fans being out here. And then that way you can easily get into the fair quickly to the fun and then get into the stadium when it opens at 12:30. So you can get in there for any pregame festivities that are happening inside Cotton Bowl Stadium before kickoff at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon.
All right, so you're inside fairgrounds. Is there a piece of advice that you would give people that have never been here before? Once again here, let's say at 8 or something like that.
Yeah. Now,
let's say you don't like waiting in lines. You know, what are some of the things that you can do that
One of the top tips I have is order your coupons online in advance. You can order them, and we have hospitality centers throughout the grounds. Once you're inside, go to one of the online coupon pickup centers. You have to have the same credit card that you bought them with, as well as the same ID to match the credit card to ensure that it is you, you know, just to limit any fraud that can happen. But then you'll go to the gate, and you will pick those up at that hospitality booth. And that helps you avoid the coupon line.
Yeah.
And that one's just, it moves quicker because you've already purchased them. You're just picking them up. So that's one of my biggest tips that I give for this day. In addition, you know, it is going to be unseasonably warm for the game this year. So stay hydrated. You know, don't just drink the beer. We want you to come out here and have some fun or the Fernie's funnel cake cream, right? Make sure you're drinking some water too and wear sunscreen. And it's going to be a great day out here. But with a 2:30 kickoff, you know, it is Cotton Bowl.
That's the thing. You got the late kickoff. Past several years, it's been at 11 a.m. The game's over by 2 or 2:30. Everybody goes out and get worn out. And now you got the later kickoff. Everyone's going to be spilling out of the Cotton Bowl at 6:30. It could be a crazier Saturday night at the fair.
Yeah, crazy fun. Crazy fun, that's for sure.
Look at this. She's optimistic, man.
I love this day. This is like Christmas.
Debbie Downer's around here.
People pour out, and we have so many activities that are included with your admission to the fair for people to continue enjoying all night. The Illumination Sensation Fireworks Show will be at 8 o'clock. We have performances on the Chevrolet main stage and at our other stages throughout the grounds.
And are we doing the drone show again?
We are not doing the drone show. That ended last weekend.
Oh,
that was a special,
right,
you know, multi-day event that we were testing out to see any feedback that we got related to that. But then, you know, I was in a game meeting yesterday with the teams and with the SEC, and one thing that came up in the meeting is that this game is like having a bowl game in the middle of their season. And there's so much buildup to this, and there's so much tradition and history here. Even with Texas coming in at number one, you just don't know what can happen in this game. And so there's so much hype. This game is always sold out. With the SEC being here, we have so much more going out on the grounds. And the decor on the grounds, I'm sure y'all noticed as you came in, has flipped over to being burnt orange and crimson and cream throughout the grounds. And one new tradition after the game, we will be raising a Texas-sized flag on the midway for the winning team.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And that will fly through the end of day tomorrow. And then when fans come back next year, they'll see the prior year's team flag flying until the end of the game. And if a new team wins, that flag goes up.
I like that. I like that tradition.
And you know what I like? It's good to know there's a code of conduct this year.
Yes, sir. There is a code of conduct.
Well, never thought of that before.
I'm sure people will be paying a lot of attention to that. Tell me about that.
You know, we have a guest code of conduct for the fair in general.
Right.
But we also have a fan code of conduct in the Cotton Bowl. And it's just about Really, it's what's followed across football, you know, at all colleges. But just to ensure that we're all being respectful and that you're coming and, you know, this is about healthy competition and no fighting and just to have a good time, be responsible, drink responsibly, do all those things. So it's nothing out of the ordinary, but just come in, follow the rules, use your common sense, have a great time. But let's be kind. As I tell my kids every day, the most important things are kindness, bravery, and smarts. Let's use all three of those tomorrow
God,
at Texas.
I don't have
A&M.
Any of those things. I'm in trouble.
You know, and you said it earlier, for you guys at the fair, this is Christmas, New Year's, and the 4th of July.
That's right.
All rolled into one.
That's right.
Texas OU. Carissa, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you all.
Appreciate
thank
it,
you.
As always. Great advice.